This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. The Foxconn deal cleared another hurdle this week as the Mount Pleasant Village Board approved an agreement to build the factory campus on land in the community. The overall agreement is the biggest incentive package in history between the state and a private company. The company says the plant could eventually employ 13,000 people to build flat panel screens for electronic devices.
But whether the company is Foxconn or a much smaller employer, questions are always raised about whether people graduating from schools are ready for employment. Sometimes that question involves specialized skills, but increasingly the questions are bigger and seemingly simpler. Are students prepared to join the workforce?
It is a field known as essential employable qualities, and a Milwaukee college will soon play a role in figuring out how they're measured. Carol Shabrias is dean of the School of Adult Learning and New Initiatives at Alverno College, and she joins us in the studio to explain. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mitch. I'm happy to be here.
So let's start with a working definition, if we can. What are we talking about when we talk about essential employable qualities?
We're really talking about a set of abilities that people have when they enter the world and engage with other people. So it's different from something like the ability to type or the ability to code. It's more about the ability to work in a space where there are other people who with you are thinking and leading and problem solving and disagreeing and challenging, and how you comport yourself in an environment like that.
But this goes over and above what we might think of simply as people skills, right? Or is this really what we're talking about?
You know, that's a good question. I feel like there's a way that this is getting at the heart of what it means to be human. Can you move in the world in a way that helps other people go with you and accomplish things with you? But when people talk about people skills and soft skills in terms of graduates from college, I think they're kind of missing depth. They're kind of thinking, you know, can you work on a team? Well, what the hell does that mean? Oh, I'm sorry, I just swore on radio.
That's all right.
All right. Yeah, so it's more than people skills. And Alverno's model is actually fundamentally about your personal understanding of yourself. And that's a version of people skill, but that's a level that has to do with self-awareness.
In some ways, it seems like a lot to add. I mean, and I realize there are a lot of older graduates at Alverno who might have a head start at knowing themselves versus, you know, a 21 or 22-year-old who's coming out of college. But at some level, it seems like a lot to expect of a college graduate to be this complete formed person the second they walk out your door.
So we help them in sequential ways while they're with us. So this is not about the EEQ project, but Alverno's educational model requires students to practice and demonstrate competencies along the way, to get feedback from their faculty, and to assess themselves on the same things that the faculty were assessing. And then the next time they're tested, as it were, they have to demonstrate self-awareness and growth. And so they may not be fully formed at 21 or 25 when they graduate, but they are practiced at growing and practiced at identifying the ways they need to continue their growth.
Well, and you said that's not specifically about the EEQs, but it's really related to it in a lot. I mean, it seems like that's why this is such a – being part of this pilot project is such a good match for Alverno, right?
Oh, absolutely. I should say more, but I don't know what
that's
to say,
all right. So. But okay. So let me ask then, and maybe you don't know the answer to this yet. How do you measure these kinds of things? I mean, this is not the same as can this person code at this level. This
right.
is not the same as has this person, you know, finished trigonometry, or has this person been able to, you know, I don't know, analyze existentialism. How do you tell whether a person leaving has the kinds of qualities that are going to be needed, you know, maybe next week or maybe 5 years from now?
So let me talk about two pieces of that. One is about how you verify that a graduate has those skills, but the other is what it means to have a program that is also verified as producing those graduates. So Alverno is really practiced at producing those graduates. We have this sort of complicated matrix where we lay out the different competencies students have to achieve and give them multiple efforts at demonstrating that competency. And that's embedded throughout our curriculum. So we're really practiced at that piece. And it's one of the reasons that the QA Commons called us for the EEQ, because like other competency-based colleges, we're good at this. The EEQ piece is in development. So part of your question I can't answer yet.
Right.
So what they've said is we want a whole bunch of colleges who are good at this to help us build it so that they are informed by faculty members and administrators who are already engaged in best practices, because what they want at the end of the day is not something that works at Alverno or works somewhere else, but that works across a system so that there can be a national conversation about it and not just not only local conversations.
So you talk about the matrix and you talk about competencies. Can you give us a sense for what that looks like and feels like if you are a student at Alverno?
Sure. I'm looking right now at our outcomes for our business major. We have four competencies that all graduating students have to meet. One is in critical thinking, one is in leadership, one is in decision making, and then one is in something we call entrepreneurial careering, which is about a student's flexibility and adaptability as she plans her profession and engages in professional growth. So we can tell you, we've got this matrix that describes what each one of those are, maps it back to our abilities, and then has a whole set of learning activities that the faculty can use from and draw to both kind of build into their classrooms, but also to evaluate the students against. So the student can come in and see, these are the abilities, these are the outcomes, these are the kinds of ways I'm going to get validated, and I'll have a chance to practice and grow.
This has not always been the domain of higher education. I mean, and probably to this day, there are still colleges and universities out there who say, look, it's our job to give them the book learning.
Yep.
And, you know, whether they got the employability piece is not necessarily just on them, but, you know, it's not our responsibility to make sure that student X is going to be the right worker for company Y.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess, why has Alverno seen it differently through the years?
So, again, with the two answer thing, we moved to this abilities model 40 years ago at a moment when we had a very progressive president who had a vision about what it would mean to put women in the workplace in a way that made them distinct. And that was kind of the heart and soul of our model. I think I would be in trouble with our faculty if I didn't also say the book learning matters, right? The content really matters. And so we really embed both throughout every program. More and more, I mean, you know this, you hear this all the time, liberal arts doesn't matter, a college degree isn't worth it. Showing that, can I give an example?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So I'm an English major. And so I learned—
An English major with a job.
An English major, right, right. I actually have 3 degrees in English and I still have a job. So I learned, I know, shocking, right?
You would think with each successive degree, you might be less employable.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. I know. So you learn when you study English a whole bunch of ways to analyze a whole bunch of texts. Well, there aren't that many jobs in the world where my ability to analyze poetry is going to get me hired. But what I learned as an English major was how to learn a framework and apply that framework in solving a problem. So I still learned all the literature. I learned novels and poetry and the whole range. But on the market, my job is to say, sure, I have that content piece, but I also have this ability to solve problems, to learn different ways of looking at the world, and that sort of thing.
Do you think you had professors who got that part, you know, who open your eyes to that part of the equation?
No, and I would say
so you had to figure it out for yourself.
I'm old enough that I had to figure it out for myself, and I think this way now because of the kind of work I do. But increasingly, even at small liberal arts colleges, faculty are really focused on helping students understand how what they learn in their major is multifaceted. It's partly content and it's partly capability.
Well, and it seems like it takes a certain kind of faculty member to get both parts of the equation.
It really does. And it also takes an institution that has fundamentally its students' best interests at heart. And Alverno is distinct in a little bit in that I'll get in trouble with other schools if I say they're not, but we care so much about the region, and we care so much about especially putting women to work in ways that stabilize their socioeconomic standing, that give them rewarding careers, that help their families. And you can't do all that if all you teach them is content. You have to teach them how to succeed with that material.
So, and again, maybe this is too early to say, but do you know how the pilot project is going to start playing out at Alverno yet?
I don't. The way the plan, so the pilot project is in two phases. We're in the first phase, which is convening the partners to figure out exactly how to name the EEQs. We've got draft names of them, and some of us have feelings about the language, as you'd imagine a bunch of higher ed people would.
Especially ones who might be English majors.
Right, right. And there are other universities that have a competency-based model, and so we all feel very strongly that we are really good at this, and so we want to help shape it. So we're spending this year refining both the qualities themselves and developing a process by which programs become validated, or I forget what the word they actually use is, but certified as an EEQ program. Once we've created that framework, then year two, which starts next fall, is having programs go through that framework to see if the framework actually works before we try and roll it out further. One of the things we've learned at Alverno is that the draft EEQs and our eight abilities are a real nice alignment. You can draw clear connecting lines among them. So I think the ways that it'll play out at Alverno is that we'll be able to continue doing what we already do. We'll have another platform for making it public, and we'll have another thing that a graduate can walk out in the world and say, hey, I've got this thing too that will make me a better candidate for the work I'm looking for.
Well, and it sounds like we have more interviews to do as this
that would be great.
Starts to coalesce.
Yeah.
Well, Carol Shabrias, thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thanks so much.
Carol Shabrias is Dean of the School of Adult Learning and New Initiatives at Alverno College. Alverno is one of two schools in Wisconsin and 14 around the country to help develop ways to assess students' essential employable qualities. You can read more at wuwm.com.